That's why you take the word grace. We're not saved by the grace of Yah. It is just the love of Yah, His honor. Yah loved us. We don't need grace. She is a Greek goddess. A beautiful thing. That's what she is. And it is a false, erroneous interpretation of the very love and the very honor of Yah. Do you not realize that in His saving us, that He is bestowing the honor upon Himself in His name? He said, I raise up Pharaoh, I send you Moshe, that honor may be bestowed upon my name. And He saved them for His name's sake. And He's going to save Israel because He cannot dishonor the Yahshua of His bosom. Then His word will be a word that is void, with no life, no power. It was just a mythical thing that did not produce anything at all. That's not so. That's why He's going to save Israel. So in this domain, we need to be solid, we need to be still. And that is the way to whereby you're still. Just stand still and see the Yahshua of Yah. You just stand still. Well, I've stood still. What do you just stand still? So there's a time that we need to simply stand still and just wait and be as one that is dumb. What do I say? Nothing. You can't talk? No. Waiting. What do you do? Waiting. Be quiet. Hallelujah. And so we need to have the spirit of this Doman in us that we can wait upon Yah. Turn back quickly into Helium 30. I'm going to basically stay here into Helium. We have time to finish this. 30 and verse 12. David said, To the end, that my splendor may sing praise to you, Yah, and not be silenced, or Doman, and not be silenced, O Yahweh, my Abba, I will give Todah to you forever. David said, at the end of all of my splendor, of all of my manifestation, it is to bring praises of song offerings unto you, Yahweh, to bless you. And not to be Doma, not to just wait in silence. He said, oh Yahweh, but to start and give Todah, praises and thanksgiving, Hudah unto Yahweh. He said, at this time, Yah, when I consider me and what you have done, at the end of my expression, I want to sing praises to you. At the end of all this, I want to sing praises to you. And not be silenced, not be Doman, not wait in silence, of Yahweh, my Abba. But I want to give Hudah, Todah, to you forever. I want to Shoma. I want to celebrate you, Yahweh. I want to celebrate you. And there's a time that in this waiting that we're silent, the time that we celebrate Yahweh, there are times in this that we just look with expectation, we look for, we just wait on Yahweh. There are times that our trust and our expectation that we may obtain this, what Yahweh set before us, and that desire of anticipation, that burning desire of anticipation, that the fruit of this must be in us. We're going to have to learn how to wait. Hallelujah. And we have caused waiting to be something that is humdrum, something that is bored, something that has no liveliness to it. But if we truly understood Scripture, and I wish we all could speak Hebrew. No, I cannot speak it, but I am learning as much as I can. And we all need to do that. No, you don't have to speak it fluently. But there are little things that I understand as I understand the definition. I understand the nuances in a greater fashion. I do. One of the most tremendous advantages is one thing about classical music. The same brain wave that classical music one perceive or understand the intricates of it, it has the same, you use that same brain wave or that same frontal lobe of your brain to understand the mathematical science or the equations of math. It's something uniquely about the mind of man, what Yahweh has done. Well, I know what the day we have. We have things to really dumb us down and to make us, to fry our brains and to make us heathens. And that is what we as a nation has become, and the people of Yah become a nation of people that's given over unto the same corrupt desires of the world as those of Egypt. And that is why we don't think very clearly today, and we don't like to think. We don't exercise the brain. I was reading an article today that the elderly, they are exercising their brain, and it's causing them to have a robustness to life even greater than what they had, and they're living longer. I believe physical exercise profit, little, but what is the little of Yah? What is it? So if a man studies, then there he may not gain, but little, but what is that little? What does it produce? I'd rather have the little of Yah, a little faith, than to have no faith at all. I'd rather have his little than have nothing. All right? So we take a little time for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David says in Psalms 37:7. Now this is one that certainly caught my attention as I searched scriptures. I was sitting there on yesterday, and Yah just brought me back to that message, and I began to look at the intricates of it. I know that there are many times I speak here and I miss many of the most vital, important things, but it ought to draw your attention and to give you that desire to search and to go back and to research as the Bereans did. We simply do not do that. I do that. I do. I hear scriptures that the brothers will preach and they will utilize, and I certainly do go back and examine the scriptures and to see even a greater depth of light from those scriptures. I really do. I really do. Because this is the source of my hope of anticipation. I have nothing else. This life, in the natural sense, is going to cease one day, and I realize that. And I know that. And if there's no expectation from Almighty Yah, and the only way I'm going to get that expectation is to know what His Word says, that I may have an assurance and great confidence in Him. And if I have confidence in Him, if I wait on Him, if I trust Him, then I certainly want to know what His ways are or His way is. And the only way I'm going to understand the ways and the way of Yahweh, I must understand Him. My ways seem right, but they produce death. The way of your mind seems right, but what has it produced? Nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David says in Psalms 37, verse 7, rest, Doman, wait in Yahweh. And wait. Now that wait there is another expression. It is a hul. 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 It is one thing about the Hebraic language. It is a gutter language. Very few words began with a vowel. They always began with consonants. It's one of the languages that 99% of the words began with a consonant. They don't begin with a vowel, like apple. You don't say it like that in Hebraic. So it's hul. He says, first of all, listen to this. He says, Doman, await on Yahweh. Be silent. Just wait. To grow dumb without any words of expression. He said, Doman, in Yahweh. Just get quiet in Him. Just wait. And he said, hul, await patiently for Him. And fret not yourself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who bring wicked devices to pass. Now listen to this. Now this hula is simply, it is to twist, to whirl. It simply is to dance. You dance because of, you see the wicked and their wicked ways. They're bringing, they prosper in their ways by their wicked devices. So because you sit silent and you wait in Yahweh, and you see the very power of His keeping power toward you, and what He has done for you, and you see man gaining much by wicked devices, then what He said, you holy, you twist, you dance, and you bless Yahweh. That's a form of waiting. You mean dance? Oh, yes. He said, you dance. It means to dance, to whirl, to tremble, to travail, to wait longingly. You wait for Yahweh. You dance and you twist and you shout. You wait. Wait, Doman, in Yahweh, and whole or wait, dance patiently for Him. That's what you do. Fret not yourself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who bring wicked devices to pass. We will, Toman, we'll be silent. It's wonderful to be silent at times, isn't it? It just waits. Hallelujah. David said, my soul, Toman, it wait. It waits, Toman. You only upon Yahweh, for my expectation is from him. Psalms, Tehillim 62:5. For I, Toman, I wait on Yahweh, and upon Yahweh only. Why? Because your expectation is from him. You expect it from Yahweh. And if you truly expect it from him, it's wonderful to be quiet and just silent and let him speak to us and talk to us. Our expectation is only in him. Mine is no one else but in Yahweh. My expectation is in you, Yahweh. And David expressed to us in Tehillim 131. This is one of the shortest books. It is the shortest chapter in Scripture, isn't it? Tehillim 131. I'm going to read the entire chapter. It's only three verses. And David expressed this childlike ruah to Yah. Look what he says here. Tehillim 131, verse 1. Yahweh, my love, is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted, this is Doman, waited, quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My being, my soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel take thy hope in Yahweh from henceforth and forever. David said, I behave myself, Doman. I have waited quietly on you, Yahweh, as a child that is weaned from the mother. There's nothing like a child as a child has taken that breast milk, because the breast milk has the antibiotics. It has the soothing effect. It's one thing about milk, it has the composition of milk giving you the soothing effect of the body. That's why babies, when they drink milk, they go to sleep. It's not that their bellies are full, it's just the composition of milk that causes them to go to sleep. So it just makes them go to sleep. It soothes one. It causes them to be soothed. And David said, I have behaved quiet. I have behaved and quiet myself. I have Doman. I have waited in silence. As a child that is weaned of his mother. I have taken the sincere milk of your truth. And I've drank that, and it has caused me to just have this sense of warmth and comfort. That's what milk does. It really brings warmth to a child. It really does that. The properties of milk, there's nothing like it. It is greater in a mother's breast than it is from a cow's breast. The properties of milk. You all don't hear little OBE or some of the children, or little Anna. Sister Jenny takes in there, she puts the milk in, and they become very quiet, don't they? Sure they do. It is simply the properties of the milk that simply brings about this. It's almost like it sedates them. It brings them into this drunkenness. And that is what David said. He said, I will, Doman, I will quiet myself as I, what he said, I wait on you in quietness, Yahweh. I wait. There are times that there's a celebration, I'm robust. And there are times I just want the quietness to wait, and that I may ponder and meditate upon the what you have spoken unto me. So I wait on you, Yahweh. I do it in quietness, as a child that is weaned from the mother's breast. I wait on you. I wait patiently upon you. David says in Tehillim 119, 166, this is the only place whereby this expression of hope, it is Shoba. He says in Tehillim 119, 166, Yahweh, I have Shoba for your Yahshua salvation and done your mitzvah. Now in this form of waiting, it is one to inspect, to examine. What he is saying here, I have examined, your salvation. I have waited upon your salvation. I have inspected, I have Shoba. Shoba. I have Shoba. I have Shoba. Have you Shoba? Waited with examination of the salvation of Yah. What he is simply saying, I have been in that place of waiting, and it is one of Shoba, whereby I examine what you say. I examine your mitzvah, I examine your Torah, I examine your statutes, your mandates. I've examined them. I've examined them, Yahweh. Why? Because I have hoped, I have Shoba for your salvation, for your Yahshua. So we must Shoba, we must have hoped, we must have tikvah in his Yahshua and the salvation of Yahweh. And when you have that, you will do the mitzvah. You will keep the Torah, the truth of Almighty Yahweh. He said, I have and done your mitzvah. I've done that. This is the only place in scripture where the Shoba is expressed. No, I don't find this from books. I find it from the book, by searching the book. You can find the very same thing in your concordance, Strong concordance. It's all there. You just don't use those things. I want to close with this. Hallelujah. In Yeshaya, Isaiah 38:18. For the grave cannot praise you, Yah. Death cannot celebrate you. They that go down into the pit cannot hope. I'm sorry, because this is the same place where the Shabbat. They cannot hope for your truth. They cannot examine your truth. See, when one waits in the pit, they cannot examine your truth. Let me read that again. For the grave cannot praise you, the fear at you. Death cannot celebrate you. They that go down into the pit cannot hope or Shoba. They cannot examine. They cannot expect. They cannot wait for your truth. They cannot. Those that go down into the pit that are separated from Yahweh, they cannot Shoba. So in our waiting, we can Shoba. There's a Shoba. That is the culmination of the waiting of Yahweh, the nuances, because it is more than this narrow perception that we have in just waiting. Because when we wait, we get impatient, don't we? We get belligerent. We don't like the way things are turning out. And yet, in the true expression, as Yah expressed to us in Scripture, it gives us all the comfort to facilitate us in this waiting. And every scripture, if we just understood the true words, if they were actually placed properly like they should. See, it gives us all the comfort we need. That's why we don't take very much comfort in scripture. We don't search it because we don't understand actually what he is trying to express to us. That's why we must take time to study, brothers and sisters. You must give yourself over unto studying and to become more equipped, that you may be able to battle against the enemies and the forces of hell. You have to. Because if we don't, then we're going to lose the battle. May God bless you. May He strengthen you. He keep you warm. May He cause your love to be filled with delight. I do pray and hope that there's a truth tonight. Was an inspiration. I decided to let someone else speak tonight, but I said, no, I'll speak. I pray that Yah bless you tonight. May Yah bless you all. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters. I am. I'm very much encouraged. I am. I'm glad I'm alive. I have health in my body as far as I know. Hallelujah. I feel wonderful. So I'm very total, very thankful unto Yahweh. So love Him above all things and keep your hearts pure and love Him. Yahweh is able to do all things, brothers and sisters. This world is crumbling. It's coming down. I know we don't like to hear, but that's just the truth. The reports, the economy, the market, we have a superficial economy. Informing myself the other day that, speaking with the brothers, they built 750,000 less houses this year than they did last year. 750,000, that's a lot of houses, isn't it? Creates a lot of jobs. They're going to be less next year. And so we're going to begin to see the ripple effects of that. 2 million people at the beginning of the year are going to lose their home because of these fraudulent, deceived mortgages they have. In cities like Miami and Florida, states like Florida and California, they're losing them. Some in that 15, 20 years, they're losing them. It's a system of slavery. It enslaves the mind of a generation. It's a generation that's dumb. When we got a dumb people, they're going to be enslaved. It's just a dumb, ignorant people. It's a dumb generation. It's a stupid one. It's dumb. It's just an ignorant generation. Well, I've been to college. College doesn't mean nothing. Nothing. It's a way to seduce, deceive people, to give them this false sense of pride, hubris attitude, and they really have nothing. Arrogant. Man doesn't possess education. They look down on him. You go to Chapel Hill, especially the Indians and people like that. I worked with them. I dealt with them. So I know what they were like. Of course, I like boys like that. I like to take them on a pony ride, too. Doesn't bother me. I like them like that. I like the ones that are hubris and think that they have a handle on life and think they know something. Hallelujah. You tell me I'm not going to celebrate, yeah? I'm going to celebrate and be your own. I really am. I really am. I am. May Yah bless you. Be encouraged. May His strength fill your heart. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all that are listening on the live stream. We do bless you. We do barak you. Hallelujah. Always the faithful ones on Wednesday. We bless you tonight anyway, wherever you are. Brother Mike or Sister Mike, God bless you all. Yeah, we bless you all. They're always faithful. They are there. In all things we do bless you, our Abba. Go with us. Give us rest and comfort tonight. Pray in Yahshua's mighty name. And all your people we pray. Hallelujah.